Addressing the media, Chinese Vice Commerce Minister Wang Shuan voiced his optimism about the trade negotiations between Beijing and Washington. Wang Shuan is China's Deputy International Trade Representative, and he also leads China's working team in the trade talks with the U.S. He said imposing tariffs is detrimental to both sides. He added that he's hopeful that both China and the United States could reach a deal that is beneficial to both countries.
The most important point is that there must be compliance with the interests of the United States and China, and with the world's expectations that they will reach a mutually beneficial and win-win agreement through consultation.
Speaking on foreign trade, Commerce Minister Zhong Shan says trade volumes continued to grow in 2018 despite global uncertainties. He said Chinese imports and exports volumes reached a record high of over $4.6 trillion last year. Zhong Shan says they expect stable foreign trade into the country this year.
Generally speaking, China's trade is huge in scale, but not competitive enough. We will encourage exports of high-tech, high-quality, and high-value-added products, and improve our position in the global value chain. We will also encourage new trade businesses and models to develop new strength in foreign trade competition and to push forward China's shift from a big trading country to a strong one.
Commerce Minister Zhong Shan also spoke on the country's domestic markets and opening up. He says domestic consumption continued to be the key driver of China's economy in 2018, contributing over 76% to its growth. He says the government plans to continue to implement measures to boost domestic consumption this year.
First, we will continue to improve urban consumption and promote its upgrading. Second, we will enlarge rural consumption and facilitate the selling of products in cities, towns, and villages. And thirdly, we will develop service consumption and improve service supply.
Zhong Shan also vowed that the Ministry of Commerce will make more efforts to cultivate new drivers in promoting domestic consumption. He said service consumption is one of the new drivers for growth, despite some weaknesses in the sector. Consumption growth has also been noted in the culture, tourism, and sports sectors, among others. For CRI, I'm Zanele Buthelezi.